Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. All right, my guest today, a young strapping lad from Greene County, Brady Milnes. Welcome, Brady.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brady, I hear you're running for coroner in Greene County.
I am.
And now, which side? What are you running as? What kind?
Running on the Republican ticket.
Republican ticket. All right. Now, did you grow up in Greene County?
I didn't. I grew up about just a little bit east of Manchester, about a mile from the Greene County line. I went to school in Winchester.
Okay. Well, we won't hold that against you.
I appreciate it.
Now, Winchester's a great school. It's great people in Winchester. They're pretty good at their basketball in Winchester.
They're not bad. Football, they're usually decent at football.
Yeah. And did you do any high school sports?
I played golf.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. Not well.
No?
The best part was the coach used to send me and another player out, and we'd practice on our own because we were that bad.
He had you on independent study.
That's right. That's right. And it's never gotten better.
You don't play at all anymore?
I might play every now and then, but I have to take extra balls.
Well, I'm not a golfer. My son, Michael, he loves golfing. I don't know where he got it, but he loves golfing. And my son, George, golfs a little bit. But
I like to attempt, but
I'm terrible.
Me too.
I look like I'm like chopping wood or something. Yeah. People make fun of me when I golf, and I just have to say no.
Yeah.
I'll do something else. So now how old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. 30 Married years old. With children?
Yes, wife and a 9-month-old daughter.
Well, good for you. What's your daughter's name?
Charlotte. We call her Charlie.
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 Oh, shoot. Yeah, my sister's, twin sister's nickname was Charlie. She always wanted to be like me. She wanted to be a boy when she was a little kid, so, you know. Anyway, she was a tomboy, that's for sure. She's not now. She's got 20 grandkids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. She's a great gal. But married, kids.
Yeah.
Your girl's name is Charlie, like that. How about your wife?
Jenny.
Jenny. Okay. Yep. And where'd you meet at?
We met when we were working at the hospital in Jacksonville. Towards the end of after college. She'd went to North Greene, born and raised in Whitehall. So we met, you know, after college there at the hospital, and it's been, you know, history ever since.
Oh, yeah? What was your first date like?
Oh, it's quite the experience.
It was.
We went to Los Tres for Mexican here in town, and
yeah.
Afterwards we went riding around looking at Christmas lights.
I hope you paid.
I did, yeah. we went to look at Christmas lights.
Looking at Christmas lights. Wow,
yeah.
That sounds like a really kind of a high-end date there.
Yeah, yeah. We went down to Hay Press, and on the way home, I got yelled at. So it was meant to be.
Oh, yeah. What did she yell at you about?
She told me. She said, "Are you not going to hold my hand?" I said, "Well, yeah, I guess I can." I said, "I didn't want to be too forward. You know, it's the first date." But, after that, it was, you know, it's meant to be. You get chastised on the first date. And
yeah, well, you're
destined to be married.
As we all know, you know, every good man, there's a greater woman.
That's right.
Telling us what to do.
That's right.
So on your first date, oh, that reminds me, you know, that country song, "Are you going to kiss me or what? Are you going to hold my hand or what?"
Yeah, exactly.
That could be another song for you. So you're running for coroner.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And now when you went to college, where'd you go?
I went to McMurray in Jacksonville.
All right. What'd you study?
I started out for elementary education. I wanted to be an elementary teacher.
Yeah.
During my sophomore year, they ended up cutting the program. So my mom worked there. So it made sense. You know, I went to college for free, so I had to pick something else that they offered. I switched to criminal justice and ended up loving it.
Yeah.
So I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and homeland security.
Well, that kind of goes with what you're talking about as far as coroner goes. Now, so what was your job then when you got – you taught for a while then or what?
I taught a little bit of junior high health at Jacksonville Middle School.
Oh, health. That's a good subject.
Quite the experience.
Yeah. What age is that? 11, 12?
Yeah.
They have a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ones you wouldn't want to normally ask out loud. I ended up having a suggestion box that they could put their questions in anonymously. And but I love the teaching aspect of it. So I still teach. I teach EMS now. So.
Okay. Cause, and that's what you do? You're EMS?
Yeah. While I was in college, I went to school to be an EMT took the classes and ended up working through college as an EMT on the ambulance there in Jacksonville. A lot of times my partner would be sitting in the parking lot in the ambulance while I'm in class with a radio and got to jump up and run. But, the professors understood. They were
so you would have to officers. Jump up every once in a while and take off?
I have done that, yeah. Sometimes I've just prayed for that radio to go off just so I could jump up and leave class. But...
So how many years have you been working as an EMT?
I've been in EMS for 10 years, and the whole 10 years I've worked in either full-time or just a couple years part-time for an advanced life support ambulance service.
Okay. So evidently you must really like that.
I do. It's not just rewarding. It's fun. It's every day's different. You never know what you're going to see when you come in. It's exciting. It's something fun. Your patients are all different. It's great.
To be an EMT and with you never know where you're going. I mean, that takes kind of a different type of personality, a mindset.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, not everybody can do that.
No,
sure.
No. There's a lot of days that you see stuff that's people shouldn't ever see. It's terrible.
But you can handle it. Okay, I guess. Yeah, you've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, you get used to it after a while. That sounds kind of crass. But
you want to help.
Yeah, you're there to do everything you can to help that person. And if you can't help that person, you're there to help their family. But it has its good aspects too. You have the bad. And then, some days we do great stuff like delivering babies and crazy stuff.
Have you ever had to deliver one?
I have. One and a half, actually.
One. How do you deliver half a baby? That sounds like that could be a mistake. Well,
half a baby. The one was the full, just regular delivery in the back of the ambulance. The half of one, I always throw that out there. It's a great conversation starter,
A half a baby.
A half a baby. We got called out for... lady in labor, and it was the other ambulance's call, but so we decided we couldn't let them have all the fun. That's a great call to go on, so we went out with them, and we actually passed them on the way to their own call. Beat them to the scene.
Is that
we don't talk about that. I don't know how the legalities, the statute of limitations, I don't know, but...
Well, they were probably going way too slow.
That's right.
I mean, that baby needed to be delivered. That's all there is to it.
It was imminent. Yeah.
I mean it makes sense.
So we get there, we go in the house, and when you're going into labor, I guess they say, it feels a lot like you're about to have a bowel movement. So she'd went to the bathroom, and we get there, and their mom directed us to the bathroom, and there's the baby just sitting there in the toilet with water up to its chest. Just looks like it's just hanging out in a hot tub.
Oh,
just looking around, just everything's fine. So I scooped it up out of the toilet. We got it all dried off, and they came in with the equipment, and we got the cord cut, and got on down the road, and everybody was happy, healthy. And
did you have to cut the cord?
I did, yep.
I bet that's kind of different, isn't it?
It is.
Cutting the cord.
Yeah.
I mean,
most people only do that for their own child. And, that's something you get to do for somebody else's child.
Wow.
It's not always bad stuff. EMS is good stuff, too.
Yeah, I had a nephew that his last child that he had, his wife started to deliver the baby in the bathroom, and he had called 911, and they were on their way, and they were telling him how to do it. Now we can laugh about it,
right?
But it happens, that's for sure.
I told my wife we didn't have to go to the hospital. I could have done it at home, but she wasn't keen on the idea. I don't know.
Yes. Now that you're running for office, you're running as a Republican, have you, the coroner job, why do you think that you are ready for the coroner job?
So, in my 10 years, a lot of the calls have been, they end up in a coroner type call. We're there, we determine that they either have injuries incompatible with life or, they're too far gone for us to help, and we end up calling the coroner's office. So I deal with them a lot. Right now in my position, I work at the Pike County Ambulance Service in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. And I work, we do all the body transports for the county coroner's office. County coroner over there is David Greenwood. He's also the sheriff. So I work pretty closely with him a lot, and I kind of saw, you know, it's not something everybody could do, but it's something that I thought, you know, hey, I think I'd be good at this. And so I work part-time for Sheriff Greenwood, and he told me, he said, hey, you know, why don't you look into this a little bit? So I decided I was going to run, and he said, well, I'm going to go do an autopsy or take this person for an autopsy. Would you like to go with me? So I said, yeah, of course. So I went with him to the autopsy, and you know, it sounds gruesome, but it's something that's got to be done for a lot of cases, and it's very, very interesting. I was kind of hesitant at first, you know. I don't know how I'm going to do with chopping somebody open and looking inside of them. Mm-hmm. But by the end of it, I was up with the pathologist. You know, he'd say, look at this and feel this. And, you know, the job of the coroner is to determine the cause and nature of death. And, I mean, that's the whole purpose of that. And very interesting. I won't say that I necessarily enjoyed it. It was something that I thought I could do, and you know, to help my community.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things that we do that we have to do,
yeah,
that we don't necessarily enjoy, but it's got
to
be done.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, and I have the capacity to do that, I think.
You know, as far as being a coroner, now, way I understand it, a coroner has quite a bit of authority, almost compared to a sheriff, right?
Yeah, the coroner's office is actually a law enforcement position.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's pretty well akin to the sheriff's department. You, according to Illinois statutes, the Coroner's Act, you have the same authority as the sheriff. You know, if you read the law with a fine-tooth comb, you're actually the only person that can arrest and house the sheriff in his own jail.
I'll be darned.
You know, it's not really a thing so much anymore, because there's a lot of there's six sheriff coroners in the state of Illinois now, so, you know, they can't arrest themselves. But, you know, that's part of it. The biggest thing is your job is to find out why someone died, how they died, and what caused it. And if it's anything other than a natural death, you have to, you know, you look into that. That's your job to find out what happened to that person, and if something, you know, nefarious happened to him, you have to find and hold that person responsible.
Yeah, so you are kind of a policeman,
yeah,
of sorts, aren't,
yeah,
you?
And yeah. A lot of states actually require that you have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice or natural sciences. Illinois, anybody can run.
Okay.
But
you do have?
I do.
You do have the knowledge, and you know, yeah, criminal justice, so that's good.
Yep, I've got the degree and the background in the medical side, and I think it would serve me well.
You know, usually, there's a lot of people that are in the funeral business, of course, that are coroners.
Right.
But you were not. So what would you do, for example, as far as if you have a body, what would you do with it since you're not in the funeral business?
So the county owns a cooler where they store, I don't want to say unclaimed, but the bodies that haven't been transported to where they're going yet. So the county actually owns it, so it is a neutral place to store them. I have a couple different plans that I've already spoken to a little bit with the CEO of the hospital there in Carrollton, and the president of the board. We've kind of tossed around the idea of, you know, storing the cooler there at the hospital, which would benefit them and the coroner's office. And I've actually found David Greenwood, the Pike County coroner, actually told me where we could potentially get a free cooler, you know, to benefit the county, new upgraded version.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Brady Milnes running for Greene County coroner here at the studio, and we're talking over some coroner biz. What can you bring to the table? You know, I mean, you're young, you got energy, you've got law enforcement, but what else can you bring to the table as coroner? You know, what do the listeners need to know about you?
So one of the big things throughout ever since I've been in, you know, able to go out and do things on my own since high school, I've been big into community service. I was, you know, the student council president at school. We did a lot of community outreach stuff. I volunteered on the fire department. I volunteered with EMS. I've served dinners for cemetery benefits and stuff. And that's my big thing. My big push with this is we're there to serve the families. If in the coroner's office, you're there to serve the families. And I would do, one, community outreach. with like stuff like start seeing motorcycles, drug prevention, that kind of thing. Because, you know, I don't want to see you at the coroner's office unless you die of old age, natural causes.
Right.
So, you know, anything we can do to prevent that would be great. But you're really there to serve those families. Like I said, you got to be compassionate, honest, and respectful. And, you know, if I go out and, you know, somebody's passed away and the family's, there's, you know, say it's somebody's grandpa that's passed away and grandma's there by herself, I'll sit with her until other family can get there. I don't care how much time it takes. I do that on the ambulance. You know, if I need to make a pot of coffee and we need to sit down and just talk until somebody gets there, I'll do that. You know,
so you've had some experience.
Yeah. I'm a big talker, obviously, anyway. So,
well, yeah. So, me too. Not that I could be a coroner, that's for sure. Well, that's great. So, you have some. Can we touch on one thing?
Sure.
How about the drug problems? Is there some drug issues going on in Greene County?
Yeah. Across the nation, it's bad right now. But Greene County does have a significant drug problem. I know our law enforcement in the county they make great effort to try and prevent that and do what they can. But, you know, you can only do so much. I've talked to a couple people with the Greene County Health Department. They've been trying to create a drug-related death task force where if someone passes away from drugs, they're going to review the case and see what, you know, if there's any prevention type stuff that can be done. So that would be another great partnership to do if I get elected.
Yeah. Well, we've covered a lot of bases here. One thing I was wanting to ask you, when I didn't do this early, but I want to bring it up. Now, your wife, Jenny.
Yes.
Okay. What was her maiden name?
Ward.
Ward?
Yep. She's originally from Whitehall. Her parents are Brad and Regina Ward.
Okay. Does she come from what kind of family does she come from? What do they do?
Well, she herself is an emergency room nurse there at the hospital in Carrollton.
Right.
And she worked for BJC Hospice out of Carrollton. So she served Jersey, Greene, Calhoun counties as a hospice nurse. So she's very familiar with.
Wow, yes. So you can talk a lot of shop.
Yeah, exactly. Right there at the dinner table.
You probably have talked a lot of shop,
yep.
Haven't you?
Yep.
And she's a hospice nurse. Yeah. Yep.
And her mom was the manager at Kroger's in Whitehall, and her dad read meters for the city and worked at Reynolds in Jacksonville. And they know everybody because, you know, she's worked at Kroger's and he worked for the city. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere with them without somebody recognizing them.
Yeah, well, that's nice. So, half of you is from Greene County.
That's right.
That's right.
The better half.
Yes. The half that knows what to do and can tell you what to do. That's
right.
The half that needs to know. That's what's important. Yes.
I have a few pieces of my family from Greene County. You know, my grandma grew up in Whitehall, and my grandpa was originally from down there. So my family's.
Yeah, well, you know, Manchester. I mean, that's just a rock throw.
Oh, Greene exactly. Yeah.
You know, for sure. What is there anything, we're going to wrap this interview up. Is there anything that you want to relay to the listeners while we've got some time here about yourself and about you running for the office?
Well,
I know we've covered a lot, but is there anything I missed or anything we've missed?
Not necessarily off the top of my head. I just want to keep putting out there that, I'm not the face you know, but I want to be the face you get to know. My goal is to do everything I can to help our community. I'm very, very community oriented. I keep saying that, but I like to volunteer. I like to be involved in stuff in the community. And that's my goal is to be the coroner's office isn't just there to be seen on a bad day. You know, that's the worst day of somebody's life when the coroner's office comes out. But if there's stuff we can do to help and, you know, make days better for people, that's something I'd like to get involved in. Like I said, I always make a big push, and I have forever. I'm a big community person.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks for coming in today. Wish you the best of luck this running for office, and we'll see you out in the streets of Greene County.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.